This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Late. No. Can I turn on or what? Come on, YouTube. Sorry. YouTube is slow. Software is slow. Nothing quick there. To all you that hate the ice clean, man, I'm so sorry. Sorry to offend. Took extra long today. I know that's a big sticking point for some. If you're still coming and you dislike the ice clean, man, that was tough for you. All right. It's Friday, March 15th, 2:45 p.m. Purdue has just won their 29th game of the year. This one was in Minneapolis versus Michigan State. Purdue beat Michigan State for the second time in, what, 2 weeks? This time in the Big Ten tournament, they beat them 67-62. I'm going to talk all about it. First, I'm going to say thanks to the people who made my T-shirt. Head over to homefieldapparel.com. They will hook you up. Interboiled 23 at checkout. Put some stuff in your cart. They have new jerseys. They're stitched. They're super nice. It's the jersey is based on the Robinson era jersey. It's close, but pretty cool still. High quality stuff. Boiled 23, you get 15% off at checkout. And when you're on campus, you can do what I'm going to do this Sunday. I can officially say this. I'm planning to go to AJ's this Sunday in reaction to the selection show. I'm going to air some sort of quick cast. I don't know how it will go, who will be there. But I'm going to be at AJ's this Sunday night. And when you go there, if you want to get your food quicker, head over to eataj's.com before. Head towards the fire station. Right now the kids are on vacation, spring break. But they're going to be back on campus, kind of shuffling in, and maybe there'll be some people at AJ's to say hi on Sunday night. We'll see. Last year when I did it, it was the beginning of spring break, I believe, if I remember correctly. And I didn't bring my microphone. I should have. And to this year, I will bring my microphone so we can get a higher quality audio to pass on to you. Well, Purdue played Michigan State today, and they beat Michigan State in spite of it being one of the ugliest games that probably you can recall. This is what Michigan State wanted out of this game. I think they want it to be gross. I say this all the time. The middling teams, I figured it out last week sometime, that these middling games, teams versus the not the great teams, not the very, very good teams, but the teams that don't think they can beat Purdue straight up are the most dangerous because of the style of play they choose to play with. And today you saw Michigan State doing that. So it went from ugly basketball to scary basketball, meaning nobody was scoring, neither Purdue nor Michigan State. Purdue was getting not much production outside of Edie, really. And then Jones was contributing a little bit, too, when needed. And then you had injuries start happening, which were really bothersome. They're kind of the, I wouldn't say worst-case scenario, because everybody came back in and played, but you had Smith looked like hyperextend his knee. They called it a calf injury after the game. He was down and in pain for quite a few minutes if you couldn't watch it. A lot of guys, a lot of girls out there who had to work this afternoon couldn't watch the noontime game from the Target Center. And so it was pretty scary. Watching Smith go down was pretty scary. I was really angry, actually. Sad and angry, because I was like, oh, man, here we go. Smith got up, went into the tunnel, tried to walk it out, couldn't do it, went back into the locker room, came back out, and he played. He still played a significant amount of minutes. Didn't make me feel really any better about the injury, other than, okay, good, he's not hurt too bad. But it does look like he was nicked up. Also, Zach Edey's ankle that was injured last game, was aggravated. He rolled his left ankle when Sisuko was just trying to absolutely manhandle him. It's tough to manhandle a guy who's 7'4", 310 pounds, right around there. But the way you do it is you do cheap things. And And so Edie rolled his ankle. He wasn't real happy. There was also some extracurriculars. Holloway, what's his name? Holloway, I don't know this guy's name. I'll tell you who it was. Holloman. Holloman. He and Edie kind of got into it a little bit because he was acting like a jerk. During Dead Balls, Holloman was really asking for it. He bumped into Edie on one dead ball. He bumped into, I think, Jones on another one. And then after, it was either Smith or Lawyer knocking him down. It was Lawyer. Then Edie came to defend him, probably a little bit extra. Edie didn't need to do it, but I'm glad Edie did it. There are bigger things than just today's game, and team building is one of those things. And Zach Edie showed some anger. So down the stretch, though, it looked like you had a version of Smith that wasn't playing his best basketball, no doubt about it. And then you had Edie, who was struggling mightily from the free throw line. Of course, he's getting fouled because that's what Kohler and Sissoko and is there a third one? That's what they're coached to do. This is the thing I keep saying. These coaches, they do it, and it's tough for me not to be angry at them, especially the legendary Tom Izzo. How the hell Michigan State is not on the bubble and not the first four out or last four in, whatever, is beyond me. I'm not a guy that will defend IU. I'm not a guy that will defend Ohio State. But I will in this case because Michigan State deserves that spot as much as I do if you compare it to Ohio State and IU. Sure, I'm aware. Before you Tom Izzo apologists or whoever, there was a Purdue fan who defended Michigan State the other day, said, wow, they've had a hard schedule. I don't care. If you don't beat anybody, sure, go ahead and schedule everybody that's in the top five all the time. Then just go lose, and then the net's going to say, yep, you're in. Michigan State really has one really big win all year. One. And they've ridden the hell out of that win. The same time I'm watching Wisconsin. Wisconsin has one really big win this year. Did Wisconsin beat Marquette and Michigan State beat Baylor? Good wins. Very good wins. Are they enough to say these teams deserve scot-free to be in the tournament with a nice mid-seed? No, they're not. So Purdue beats Michigan State in spite of the fact they're really beaten up and played just an atrocious game. Let's look at the stats, and I mean that. Offensively, Purdue played a really bad game. Defensively, they played pretty tough. They did some things that made it really, really difficult on Michigan. For instance, they held Tyson Walker in check, which it looked like Tyson Walker was going to have. He started right off, I think, with a three in the corner. Michigan State was playing with pace. I wanted it to happen. I wanted them to play with pace. Of course, they didn't. Purdue held Walker relatively in check with just 15 points. He was led all scorers for Michigan State. Malik Hall had a solid game, 12 points. On the other side of the ball, Zach Edey finishes with 29 points. So now he's 13 away from tying Mount. I believe that's right. 13 away from tying Rick Mount. 29 points, 12 boards, 4 assists. Purdue had some things that were kind of glaring. One of the big things is if you get up near that 12, 14 turnovers, that's poison for Purdue. Purdue had 11 turnovers. Braden Smith had 5 of them. Braden Smith had a couple. I think he had 2 after he was injured. But he also, I think he was called for traveling twice after he was injured. So he's clearly not 100%. I would like to see Edie and Smith not play next game. I know there are a lot of Purdue fans out there, and even Zach Edey talked about when we play, we want to win. I know that. I understand that. But there's a bigger picture than this damn tournament. And watching Wisconsin warm up, I can't help but think of Wisconsin and Northwestern both pulling cheap things on Purdue and on Edey specifically. And now that Edey is a little dinghy, not a boat, I can't help but think I'd really just rather this team be healthy and get a week of rest. Since it'll be about a week from now, either Thursday or Friday, Purdue will be taking the court as they go against the number 16 seed yet again. So let's look what else. Smith, he only finished with 5 points. He had 8 assists. Solid game. Like I said, 5 turnovers. I give him a little get-out-of-jail-free card, but I really, really, really would have been okay with sacrificing this game and not seeing him come back in after the injury. Remember, Remember, he had an ankle injury last game, and he now has the hyperextended knee or calf or whatever. I don't know if we're going to hear too much more about it. I think he'll play next game, and it'll be versus the winner of Wisconsin and Northwestern, who's about to start right now. Lance Jones, like I said, solid game by Lance. Lance makes things difficult on other teams. Lance drew five charges. Lance drew five charges from Michigan State. He sacrificed himself. He was putting himself in a difficult position. He was knocked down. I'd say four of those were very legit, like getting hit pretty hard. One of them on the edge, but still, Lance was doing the little things. That's the whole point. He scores 10 points, grabs four boards. Wait, no, that's wrong. Yeah, 10 points, grabs four boards. I looked up for a second, three steals. But like I said, the most important thing he did all day was probably just making it difficult, being a pest, as I said on Twitter, heck of a game. Heck of a game for Lance Jones off the bench. Gillis scores eight. Another player that's not going to – I mean, his performance – I'll talk about Lawyer here in a second. Lawyer hit a huge three down the stretch, and Purdue needed that bucket badly. Both Lawyer and Gillis had massive three-pointers when it looked like Purdue was reeling. Once Purdue was tied, I think Gillis hit a three. Maybe they were up by three, he hit a three. And when Purdue was tied, Lawyer hit a three down the stretch. And they really needed big things from Lawyer, Gillis, and Lance. And it really, free throw shooting down the stretch, it was really not, it was Lawyer, Lance, and Edie. I think they went... I want to say 5 for 6 down the stretch. And I'll talk about free throw shooting in a second. Why those were big free throws, because Purdue shot free throws horribly. They kind of redeemed themselves down at the end, but still, really lousy. Colvin. Colvin used four of his fouls. Colvin played really, really hard. One of his fouls was hot, hot garbage, maybe two of them. But he played a lot of minutes. I don't have the minutes up yet. They haven't populated yet here. Colvin's minutes were important. Heidi's minutes were important. Colvin finished with 5 points, and Heidi finished with four fouls, just like Colvin does. If you weren't paying attention, you didn't watch it. Courtney Green was on the game. The spread was 6.5, and Purdue wins by 5. Like I said, I don't think Courtney Green has anything against Purdue. I just think he sucks at his job. Here's the other thing: we all think of him when we think of bad officiating. He may not be the worst one on that crew that he's with, because he was with guys that I'm familiar seeing him with, and they're not good. They're not good. But it doesn't matter. Purdue, that's a gritty win. That's a tough, tough win. Like I said, Lawyer has 5 points. Lawyer had an assist. Lawyer had three turnovers. So Purdue finished with 11 turnovers as a team. Purdue shoots the free throw horribly, really poorly. I think at one point, they were shooting just over 50%. They end the game 66% because of a flourish at the end. Those free throws were massive for this game. And Purdue wins. It doesn't help them at all. Michigan State loses. It doesn't hurt them at all. That's why I say, what's the point? But I know the TV event is fun. Yeah. From three. Purdue shot the three poorly. 35% from deep. As you know, they are the second-best three-point shooting team in America after Kentucky. They had been on a tear, too. Coming into this game, they had been hitting 50-something percent of their threes. I don't know if Michigan State really was stopping Purdue from hitting threes or if Purdue just wasn't on. Purdue did not look sharp shooting the ball after the first, seven minutes. Purdue started the game off really, really well. And then it just kind of everything cooled down and it got into this ugly brand of basketball that wasn't a lot of fun. Let's see if there's anything else. No, oh, Purdue got out rebounded. That's really noteworthy. I think that's only the third time this season a team out rebounds Purdue. Edie was on the bench though quite a bit for multiple reasons. I don't think really Paint pulled him because of his ankle ever. Edie, when he re-rolled that ankle and he had to lace up his shoe and go shoot free throws, I think he missed the front end of 3 1-and-1s, maybe four. Let's see, how many did he miss altogether? Edie misses five free throws. I think he missed the front end of 4 1-and-1s. So I'm kind of guessing right now. But like I said, in the grand scheme of things, no harm And other than you got two guys that are gimpy, and that sucks really bad. Because why? Thanks to everybody who's tuning in live. Let me talk to you guys right now. Ryan Michael Anthony Harrington says hammered down from Minneapolis. Oh, cool. In the house, in the place to be. That's good. Hope you get to see another victory or two. If you're there, don't get me wrong. It's not like I want Purdue to throw the game. I want them to win. I just kind of am okay with them resting the guys that are hurt. That's not throwing the game. That's getting everybody healthy for the thing that is really, really the focus of. It's the order of the day, right? Next week is much bigger fish than this, but don't get me wrong. I would love to see Purdue beat Wisconsin for a second time or Northwestern for a second time this season. They would have a chance to do one of those in the next game. And you guys know I'm not fond of either team, either program, either coach. But at the same time, I want guys healthy next week. Okay, Ted Berkey says, I missed the game due to work. Yeah, you're one of these people that have to keep the economy working. I appreciate it, Ted. Happy we won. Dick Stillwagon says, boiler up. Jimmy John's boiler the heck up. You misspelled it. Boilermaker63 says, I can't take any more scares. You got to take a deep breath on these games. I'm not going to tell anybody how to live their life or whatever, but I mean, I got mad in this game, but yeah. We got to take a deep breath. Greg McManus says, knee check. Everyone good? Phew. My knees are good. Thank you. Greg, and I worked out today, so I didn't lift a lot lower body, but I worked out. So thank you for checking. Pierce Rowe 13 says, Izzo nearly sobbing when MSU rightfully was called for whacking Jones on the head in the start of the game. Defined how the game was called. Can't wait for him to retire. You're not the only one. And him, it's got to get old. I mean, even if you're a Michigan State fan, it's got to get old, right? It's got to get old watching the histrionics, right? The every play's an end of the world, putting your head in your hands like you're about to die. Goodness gracious. Complaining to the officials, like getting right in their face like you're about to kiss them. I would think that would annoy the officials too. But no, they either want it to stop, so they give him what he wants, or they love it and they give him what he wants. Regardless, he plays officials like fiddles. Wilhelm says, Smith likes to act like he got shot by a sniper. Smith got hurt, Wilhelm. Go watch the video and watch it, his knee hyperextend, and see what you think. The back camera view is the one that I would look at if you really want to accuse him of faking. Dumb take. Indian Colorado says, boiler up. Steve Kendall, be still in my heart, but a win is a win. Yep, good win, Uncle Steve. Jason D says, could not care less about the Big Ten tournament. I'm with you. But really like how they closed the game out. Hope it's telling what's coming. It's a gritty effort, and they played badly on offense. They didn't shoot well. You also had Gillis towards the end of the game. After all the injuries that happened, he gets knocked over on a play and takes a knee to the back of the head. And I was like, dang, nabbit, let's just stop this. Let's just stop it. But really gritty effort. Really good job hitting the free throws down the stretch. That's all good. Zachary Young says, Purdue might not play straight up basketball game until Sweet 16. They're not going to. They're not going to. This is why I just want to see them get to the second weekend. Let's see what they can do versus a team that actually thinks they can beat Purdue. See what they can do. Not a team that thinks we can hang around by beating the living hell out of Purdue players. Or whatever. It's not basketball. Zachary Young said, okay, Albuquerque Boilers. By the way, many Albuquerque Boilers now. I think that's a changed screen name, if I'm guessing correctly, because there's Steven Albuquerque, Albuquerque Boilers. I think you also have a Twitter name that's similar. My college roommate's also in Albuquerque. He ran into another Boiler who's an ME. My college roommate was not an ME, and he said, your name's not Steve, is it? So I got him thinking. Glad MSU lost. Not looking forward to more Big Ten tournament games, however. Yeah, I mean, basketball's fun. You're going to see Edie. This is the other thing. Maybe there'll be water finds its level. Maybe the next game Purdue just lights whichever opponent on fire because they're due for a really good shooting game. So, but I didn't like seeing Lawyer get completely taken out of the game until the end. I'm glad he hit that big three at the end, but I was hoping for a big game from Lawyer. Like I said, Smith is extenuating circumstances, and Jones has been dead consistent in who he is, right? Kevin Rumsey says, I would have been okay not having to watch that. Nita Bean Burst says, that one was ugly, but you have to win the ugly ones, no doubt. Jade Tent says, solid mints from Colvin today. Look much better on defense. I agree. And his effort was so, so solid. That was fun to see. I'm right there with you. I'm glad that happened. I hope Painter uses him significantly next game. I hope he uses Heidi significantly next game. Take some of the burden off of whomever. Even first, I thought first played spot minutes, but I'd like to see a little bit more play out of first. So, yeah, sorry. Tyler Wall just got knocked down. I'm super sad. Took my breath away. Greg Maness, glad we won. Gladly won. Gladly wrong. Oh, about. He thought it was a ligament. Greg thought it was a ligament. First, I thought he banged knees, and then I watched it again. I was like, oh, boy, it's some sort of hyperextension, which is much better than lateral ligament damage like you talk about there. So, yeah, that's good. And in Colorado says, I like Zach getting up against Trey Holloman or Holloway or whatever his name is. I liked it, too. In case you guys don't know this, I don't know if it was – yeah, there it is. Ted Berkey says, Michigan fired Juwan Howard. I mentioned that on Twitter. It's not this game, but – so you've got some jobs open. If you guys are looking for work, Michigan needs a coach. Louisville needs a coach. There'll be others. There's other openings coming. So you guys might want to apply. I'm going to apply for all of them. Why not? Shane Hinkle says, are we the most hated team in the country because of Edie and his free throw numbers? Fouls versus other team? Does it matter? I don't care. And I hope you don't care either. And you shouldn't care. You just shouldn't. It just doesn't matter. Did I just lose my spot completely? I did. Yeah, but yeah, they're Purdue's hated, but who cares? I mean, you wear it as a badge, Shane. I know I do. I like it. Nobody loves Purdue anyway. I mean, when Glenn Robinson was there, there were people that really liked Purdue. The media really likes Matt Painter. There's no doubt about it. But general fans hate Purdue, and good. I mean, I'm not trying to sell them the idea of Purdue. I've been here all along. So have you. Purdue doesn't catch bandwagoners. It's not what we do. It's not who we are. Screw it. So at least they're being honest. Fine, hate us. And in Colorado says, Miles is growing up before our eyes. Great to see. I don't know if you saw some pictures from practice. He was having a great time in practice. I know there's a lot of naysayers and people that read body language really way too much that are saying Miles is looking to leave. I don't believe that's true. And I don't have any reason to believe that's true. But he played great today, and he played significant minutes, and he wasn't all offensive. He had a great shot, too, right with a dude in his face. Big shot. Really gutsy shot. They needed that. Nita B. Immerse says, oh, that's Greg. Sorry, they're talking. Karen Gerlach says, stop hating on this tournament. Okay, Karen, not going to do it. Jimmy John says, I think, why, Karen, why? I said it to you in the comments the other day. Tell me the time it's helped Purdue. Just do that. That's the first thing. Tell me the time it's helped Purdue. I mean, it's nice. It was fun that they won last year. That was fun. But it didn't help Purdue. Didn't help their seeding. That's really the big thing. All these, if you don't get this, this is all TV crap. The small conferences need the conference tournaments. And some of these are great. And generally, the high drama comes out of those teams playing for their life, right? Every now and again, there's a fun moment in the Big Ten tournament. And I love basketball. But I don't care about this tournament. So if you love it, that's great. And I'm sure a lot of you do. I'm sure there are a lot of you do. I surely this year don't care very much about it, though. Because, like many of you, I've been waiting for Selection Sunday. So I'm really looking forward to it now. Jimmy John says, never seen Smith travel. It was the injury. Yeah, he's fighting through pain. And, yeah, a lot of guys were fighting through pain. Edie missing four front-end one-and-ones. That's pain. I mean, sure, he loses concentration at times, but his shots, they didn't look good. So pain does a lot of things. Let's see. Wilhelm says, people talking about not playing guys. Were you in the freaking band or what? Do you see people injured, Wilhelm? Do you see guys rolling their ankle? And do you want it to get worse? This is the scenario I was trying to avoid, what we saw today. Further injury. That's it, Wilhelm. Glad I'm editing myself. Andy in Colorado. Tom Headington. Colvin is going to be a lot of fun next year. Colvin is going to be fun. He's a great athlete. He's explosive, good player. Jacob Foster, our guys are fierce competitors, want to win every game, relax and trust Painter. He knows what the guys are feeling. Buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride. Mohel 93, I'll be swinging by Sunday for a bite and a pint at AJ's. Excellent. Good. I don't think I've met you yet, so that'd be good. Surprised you're not in Minneapolis right now. You travel a lot. Jay Money is here. Love the show. Longtime listener. Do you think lackluster offensive game could be just human nature when you're in a game that doesn't really matter? Absolutely, Jay. Absolutely. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Broxton Davis says, don't sit them. Get Miles and Cam more minutes, but don't sit them completely. Okay? I can understand why you'd say you didn't want to sit them, but I really don't want to see anybody injured any further. So, and if you, again, Wilhelm made some accusations there, but have you ever seen a guy get injured worse after he's injured another part because he's compensating or trying to avoid injury? Wilhelm, have you ever seen it? Ever? In any sport? Come on. Let's see, Kevin Albuquerque, it's a win. Move on. Ready for next weekend. Chris Harder says, looking good, Dad. Everyone just enjoy the pointless tourney and rest up for next week. Word. Brock Stepler says, nice try. Dirty game by MSU. They're coached to beat the hell out of Zach Edey. And these next two teams are coached the same way because they don't think they can beat him straight up. Jim Huginard, we interacted on Twitter today, says Braden needs to rest until next week. Like how he feel, like to know how he feels when he cools down. Oh, it's gonna stiffen up. Yeah, it feels horrible when you those ankles. That's the thing. We've already seen Mason fight through this year, pretty gritty. Now we're seeing Edey and Smith do it. And if you've ever rolled your ankle playing basketball and then come back and played the next day or 2 days later. Yeah, everything stiffens up. It's you got to warm it up, and then when you crack down on it, just lace up your shoe. It's solace, but it's not great. Zach 3605 says Missouri State, UIC, and Southern Illinois to love the Valley. Is that some? That's got to be a reference to somebody else. Let's see. Jim Garfinkel says, "Hey BD, which potential low seed in the NCAA tournament do you worry about?" All of them. No, I mean, if you look back last year, FDU wasn't a team that anybody was worried about. And so, yeah, if you're a Purdue fan, you just want them to get out of the first weekend so they can play basketball. I look at the team that I've – it's weird. Early in the season when I watched Memphis play, I said they're going to be an 8 seed and they're really athletic and long, and that's trouble. They've got some guards that can create. That's trouble for Purdue, but they have Penny Hardaway on the sideline, and that's not trouble for anybody. So, but they've got tremendous potential. That's a team in the second round I'm worried about. Purdue needs to handle their damn business in the first round, regardless who they play. And then the second game, take it just as seriously and use the things they've got that teams can't match up against, clearly. But it's going to be the same stuff we've been watching for a little while. Yeah, Greg Mann says Knight was correct on the Big Ten tournament's not needed. Jimmy John says I have missed a couple, but Colvin had 4 fouls, needs to work on the reach-ins. Other than that, I like the sticky defense. Okay, so you can't build Rome in a day, right? The knock on Colvin for me, I'll just speak from my perspective, was his defense. I was like, man, this guy's a great athlete, and he's not in anybody's space. They're getting around him. They're going over him. Like, I love the fact that when Booker saw Colvin, by the way, those guys used to play against each other in AAU and in high school. I know Cathedral doesn't play Heritage Christian a lot, but Booker wanted to embarrass Purdue and wanted to embarrass Colvin specifically. He tried to dunk on him, and Colvin went up, got him on the body, but he was up higher than Booker and made it impossible for him to get there. So, yeah. The big thing is when you have a guy that athletic, first you get the effort, right? That's the first thing, and he's gotten that. So that's a big step forward because we really haven't seen that sort of kind of piss and vinegar attitude, and that was really, really good to see. The nuance of the defense will come. I bet Colvin hasn't had to play defense like this ever. I would wager. And I could be wrong, but I bet I'm not, just based on what we've seen. And so this is how you earn a soft spot in Painter's heart, is playing games like this where you just play hard and you gut it out. So, yeah. Jimmy Jones says Purdue, Kentucky will not be a walk in the park. We're in the Sweet 16. Remember, there's a lot of people that have drawn up tournaments. This is all speculation when they do it. And nobody's a walk in the park in the Sweet 16. Nobody. The thing I like about the Sweet 16 is most of these teams think they have a guy that can play ED either straight up, or they can play at least basketball and do doubles where they drop down and they don't just collapse on him and beat the living hell out of him, right? So congratulations, Michigan State. I'm sure they're going to be awarded a Final Four just right now. Just send them through, because they did play a lot of good teams this season. Shane Hinkle says, which would you rather play next? Physical, trashy Wisconsin, or fire buoy, on fire buoy Northwestern? Okay. Yeah, I don't want on fire buoy ever, because it's it's horrible. I think I'd rather play Wisconsin. I think I'd rather play Wisconsin, because they really, guys being big is a big part of their game. I think Storr is due for a good game versus Purdue, but I think Purdue can do things against Blackwell. They kind of choose their poison, right? Who's going to score? But I think I'd much rather play Wisconsin than Northwestern. If we're saying like Karen, that you want to, you know, prioritize the Big Ten tournament, I would rather look at these games as something to work on, something to get better on, like a dress rehearsal. But, let's see. It doesn't matter. Wisconsin's third game versus shorthanded Northwestern. And Northwestern's been, you got to remember that. Remember, they're down a man. Northwestern's good, though. Even down a guard that can score, they're still really good. And they've got a lot of guys that can play. They've got a lot of guards that can score. I mean, they still got three guards that can score. So they're a really, really good team. Really dynamic guards. So that's trouble with a lot of teams. It's still Purdue, because especially right now, if you're losing Smith's lateral quickness, I don't know if we are, but I would assume his lateral quickness would be affected a little bit by any injury, let alone double injury. So I'd rather play Wisconsin. So that's about it. It's we're 31 minutes in. I'm gonna call it a day. Thanks everybody for tuning in, making it part of your post-game ritual. That's fun. We'll be on a lot. And if we disagree about the importance of the Big Ten tournament, that's fine. I don't care. We can disagree on things. It's not the end of the world. And I like Karen, based on what I know of Karen. So hope you have a great afternoon, though. It's still early. It's 3:00. My daughter and I are going to spend some time together. I suggest, if you have the afternoon off work, go do something fun. Blow some steam off. If you were tense like my Uncle Steve, then have a coffee and enjoy the, well, it's not great weather. It's cool in Indiana, but enjoy the afternoon. Nathan Hartman, I want to read this. Oh, there's a couple new comments. Nick, I'm going to read these because they haven't sounded off. Nick Cristiano says, late to discussion, but that was an absolute car crash of a game. Agreed. Looked like MSU guys were purposely trying to injure our guys. I don't think they were purposely trying to injure, okay? Wisconsin does that. Let's not be silly. Duke does things like that. I think what Michigan State does is they just say they are going to be extremely physical. The hard thing is most guys don't know the edge, especially when they're big, strong dudes and they're trying to guard a guy that's bigger and stronger. They were absolutely giving everything they could to Purdue. So I don't know if anybody's trying to hurt anybody, but it's garbage basketball still. The guy that, the little punk, jawing and getting in people's faces between. That stuff bothers me more than physical play, honestly. Nathan Hartman says, Northwestern will try to injure our players. Wisconsin will send the goons. Goons are part of the game, right? Isn't that part of the beauty of Big Ten basketball? But won't be trying to injure players. I'll take Wisconsin's goons. I think Wisconsin's cheap. And I think Wall's cheap. I've sounded off on that. I think Crowell and Winter are a lot like Kohler and Sissoko for Michigan State, where they're just trying to bludgeon Edie. I think Edie kind of gets dialed in when teams start doing that. The funny thing is, if you watch the first half of the game, it felt like at some point it was like, wow, Edie's not really on pace. And then you look down, he has 15 points and 7 boards at the half. He's a mother, and he's impossible for these teams to match up with. I get that, but I'm not going to lament anymore. Eric Fowler – Baugh says, I got my BS magnet from AJ's last weekend. Eric Fowerbaugh. I want to give that respect to the last name. That's awesome. And I hope many of you get to go to AJ's and get your magnet at the bottom of the rainbow, the bottom of your tasty pint, Burgers, Beef, and Beer. I didn't even say their tagline earlier. Burgers, Beef, and Beer. That's AJ's. Nathan Hardin says, boiler up, hammer down in symbols. Okay, now I'm really done. So thank you again for tuning in. If I've pissed some of you off and you don't want to come back, that's okay. Don't come back. If I piss some of you off and you still want to come back and still have a discussion, that's good. I'm all for that. We can disagree, like I said. But don't come back if you don't want to. It's all right. We'll all be fine. There's something for everyone out there. We talked about that. Hey, Ron. Hope you're doing good. God bless you. Hammer down. We'll see you tomorrow. I don't know what time the game tips off. I'll check later. So, but it'll be in Minneapolis, which don't know why they moved out of Chicago or Indianapolis. See ya.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.